Marriage is one of God's greatest gifts. But let's be real, it can also be one of the hardest journeys we walk. Between careers, family, finances, and personal growth, keeping love alive isn't always easy. Many couples wonder, is there a roadmap for a thriving marriage? The good news is, yes. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 33, the Apostle Paul gives us a blueprint. It's not outdated, it's timeless. God's design for marriage is rooted in love, respect, sacrifice, and unity. Let's unpack this passage and see how it applies to us today. First, wives and submission. Few words in Scripture spark as much debate as submission. But biblical submission isn't about being silent or inferior. It's not blind obedience or permission for control. Instead, it's a willing choice to honor and support a husband's loving leadership, just as the church follows Christ. It takes courage, trust, and faith. Second, husbands and sacrificial love. Paul doesn't say, "Husbands, rule over your wives." He says, "Love your wives as Christ loved the church." And how did Christ love the church? He gave his very life. True leadership in marriage isn't about control of service, protection, and selflessness. Third, unity in God's design. Paul reminds us that a man will leave his parents and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. Marriage is more than a contract, it's a covenant. Two lives joined as one, sharing joys, burdens, finances, dreams, and faith. Now, how do we live out this blueprint today? Let's look at seven practical ways. 1. Practice mutual submission. Ask daily, what can I do to bless my spouse? 2. Lead with sacrificial love. Choose service over selfishness. 3. Fuel each other with respect. Speak with kindness. Affirm one another. Value each other's voice. 4. Keep Christ at the center. Pray together. Read scripture. Worship side by side. 5. Protect your unity. Guard your relationship from comparisons, outside pressures, and division. 6. Practice forgiveness and grace. Say, I'm sorry quickly, and extend mercy as God extends it to us. 7. Live as one flesh. Remember, you are a team, not competitors, not enemies, but partners in God's design. Ephesians 5 isn't just a chapter. It's a call to live out God's vision for marriage. When wives honor, when husbands love sacrificially, and when both pursue Christ, the result is a marriage that reflects heaven on earth. So today, choose love. Choose respect. Choose unity. And most of all, choose Christ at the center of your marriage. For more encouragement and faith-filled guidance for your relationship, visit blissfullywedded.com.